This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Pomp and Joe. Just Joe today, but now Donnie Football joins myself in Limits. I'm out at Studio B in Monroeville having the time of my life out here. The vending machines out here, Donnie, are absolutely incrankulent. Have you been out here?
Yes, I'll be out there tomorrow morning, too, for Bucko Talk. Actually, the next two Saturdays, I'll be out there.
Be sure to try the Nature Valley Protein Bar. Outstanding. Peanut butter and milk chocolate, I might add. And also various other treats. Plus, you get the big TV in here. I think I sound better on the microphones out here. It's a wonderful place, Don. So enjoy yourself.
They fixed it up. I know we had a lot of audio glitches before what? 6 months ago, but when they fixed it up, it's been fantastic. I was driving in. I told Austin, I didn't even realize you were there today.
Really? That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, it clear as a bell. Listen, I don't know if you just heard Seth Wickersham from ESPN talking about Spygate, and he was the first one, him and Don Van Natta, in an investigative story who put an actual play to the Patriots cheating against the Steelers. And it was Brady to Deion Branch on that long pass early in the AFC title game. I mean, that brings us right to the present day, as Seth said, and these penalties, or lack thereof, for Michigan. They blatantly cheated. They did what the Patriots did. They stole signals. They cheated. In the NFL, you're not going to strip somebody of wins or a Super Bowl trophy. They sure as hell stripped the Fab Five of wins, didn't they, though? Part of me thinks here, Donnie, that Michigan should be stripped of its national title. What think you?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they're getting off very light. I mean, okay, so they're giving a penalty to Jim Harbaugh, who's not coaching in college football, so this really doesn't affect him. All he has to do is stay away for, what, a decade or so?
Yeah. He can, if he comes back within the next 8 years or so, he'll be suspended for a whole year, but he ain't coming back.
Yeah, I mean, he can stay in the NFL for as long as he wants, or he can just stay in the NFL for, what, 5 to 10 years and call it a career. I mean, he'll probably be almost 70 at that point. Connor Stallions, okay, well, maybe Jim Harbaugh will give him a job with the Chargers. But, yeah, I mean, it does seem like they are getting off light. And I know it's like a weird, like, toe, you know, a weird line to toe with things like this, because you wonder, okay, well, should we punish the current guys that are there? But you could go back to that season where they won it all and think, well, how valid is this title?
Yeah, I think you could. Let's just say it plain. Should first of all, the big story here is I wasn't even sure that the NCAA had any teeth left to do anything at any time, at any point. And this is going to become even more toothless and irrelevant in the coming days. And you've already seen some of the statements where, you know, whether it's Connor Stallions or Harbaugh or anybody else can simply say the NCAA, really? They still exist? You know, look at that organization. Who cares what they say? Do they even have any power left? But let's just say it plain here. I think they cheated. I think they blatantly cheated in a way that affected football games. I think they should be stripped of their national title. I'll say it. You?
I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, if they blatantly cheat in the year that they won a national championship and they won a lot of big games that season, they beat Ohio State, they obviously had to win multiple games in the college football playoff. It's tough to deal with, but they're going to have to deal with it. And the players, unfortunately, here's the other thing, that it won't really crush the players that were on that team, because historically we will think back to, well, Michigan won the national championship. All we are really doing is taking that away. Like, think about the stuff they took away from Reggie Bush and USC. Everybody knew that Reggie Bush was the Heisman winner. Everybody knew that USC was, you know, worthy of their spot. Historically, technically, you look back and that stuff isn't there. But, like, it all happened, and we know it happened. But, yeah, I mean, they should find a way to punish the school and the program more here.
But it sounds like you wouldn't go that far to say your national title banner comes down.
I would do it. What I'm saying is they would take that away. But realistically, when we think back and we're doing the typical guy sports thing of like, oh, let's list off national champions.
I hear you.
Like, how often are we going to hit, 2023 and say like, oh, nobody won it that year?
But we can't. I mean, what do we say about the – we put an asterisk and we say a lot of things about the Patriots, don't we? I mean, isn't it a form of punishment that every time the Patriots, especially those early Super Bowl wins, comes up, we – a lot of us anyway – say, yeah, were those ill-gained? Were they gained by cheating? How much did the cheating help them? There's an asterisk there. I mean, that's about as much of a punishment as you can possibly get. You know, because you can't go back and undo history. You can't. But that's still something to me, is that you can't talk about the Patriots without talking about cheating. And now that's on Michigan. You can't talk about how Harbaugh finally got it done at Michigan without saying, well, how did he get it done? You talk about guys, you know, guys sitting around in a bar talking sports. You want to talk about Michigan? I'll bring up cheating. Forevermore.
Yeah, I mean, we see other greats in sports where you bring up a name or bring up a team and that gets brought up. I mean, Barry Bonds, think of every time his name gets brought
right.
up. Oh, Bonds,
that's what I'm
cheater. Saying. Think of when you, I mean, now I think if you bring up the Houston Astros from the time that they were winning the World Series or winning the American League every year, I think they were up there too on sort of this like Mount Rushmore with the Michigan team we're talking about now, the Patriots, all of the evidence there, Bonds, like they're in that group.
And it seems like Bonds gets punished in such a way that others don't. Like, yeah, you're right. When people look back on the Fab Five, they did what they did, you know, take down all the banners, take away all the wins, whatever, or Reggie Bush at USC. But when people talk about Bonds, they don't say, my eyes saw what they saw. He's the home run champ. They'll say he's not. They'll say he's not the home run champ. That actually, it's still Hank Aaron. It's not Barry Bonds. I think Limits is of that opinion. Am I right, Limits?
That is correct. I am of the opinion that Hank Aaron is still the true home run king.
And I think a lot of people share that, Donnie. Do you think, Limits, that Michigan should be stripped of this title? Is it proven, by the way? Because I haven't read the entire thing. Was a lot of the cheating in that year? Has it been traced to that national championship year? And if so, should they be stripped? limits.
Well, and it was also to the year previously. And Joe, I do believe that they should be stripped of this. We've seen other programs that the hammer's been absolutely brought down on them. And what I think was insane is that the committee, and it always comes down to committees that vote on these types of things, how should Michigan be punished? They decided that Michigan should not have any postseason bans or anything like that in the future,
right,
because they didn't want to punish the players. Oh, the poor players. It didn't stop them from punishing Louisville basketball with all the sanctions that they were on. It didn't stop them from punishing Penn State with all the horrendous things that went on. Why should Michigan be able to get off scot-free with everything that will go on? We don't want to punish the players. They should have had a postseason ban put on them as well.
I have another one, too. How about the Ohio State guys from like 15 years ago, which now that would be like celebrated by the NCAA, you know, what Terrell Pryor and some of those players did.
Yeah,
they got postseason bans. They had a 12-0 season, and they just didn't get to play in the postseason.
Right. You're right about that. And that was a joke. Like, did Terrell Pryor, what I forget what it was. Was it about tattoos or something?
Yeah, they like exchanged the, like, you know, just memorabilia basically that they earned for tattoos. Like, basically a guy with a tattoo shop wanted to have this stuff in the shop, and that's like kind of the gist of how it went. Tressel got fired. Pryor got kicked out of school. He had to go in the supplemental draft. All the other guys involved had to do the same thing.
Right. And here's the thing. That didn't provide a competitive advantage. Stealing somebody's signals when you have Connor Stallions, you know, dressed like Mr. Magoo with a mustache on somebody's, in somebody's press box. Some of the pictures of him are incredible. I mean, they blatantly and brazenly cheated to steal signals. That's pretty big. The NCAA, now this is from Nicole Auerbach, says in a quote, and again, this is the bad part of this, is that the NCAA is regarded largely as a eunuch these days. It just has no power. It's like a powerless joke of an organization. But for what it's worth, they say, and I quote, Harbaugh ran a program, I'm assuming they have the receipts, that was largely dismissive of rules compliance. There was little, if any, emphasis on following the rules. He ran a renegade program, and not just about, you know, ancillary things, or not about maybe these at all, like people getting unfair payments and crap like that. This was blatantly a competitive advantage to steal people's signals. That's different to me. And it seems like they're getting off real easy here with no postseason ban, nothing like that.
Yeah, like they are really letting the current program off incredibly easily. I mean, and then what? They have like a one-game suspension or something for the current head coach or the current coaching staff. I thought I saw something else in there, but I might be
wrong. Yeah, like a three-game suspension.
Yeah, but it's like nothing.
That.
Okay, so
it's nothing.
Yeah, they'll play all of the like bad teams that every team plays the first 3 weeks of the season, and they'll be fine. They'll get out of that 3-0, and they'll be like, look at the adversity that Michigan had to face.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're left with from this Michigan story.
Well, they do play Oklahoma in the second week. So, but other than that, it's New Mexico and Central Michigan.
Yeah, I mean that's it's just nothing. Nothing has happened here. Somebody tweets that Jim Harbaugh should get the Presidential Medal of Freedom for what he's pulled off in Michigan. This guy, like Pete Carroll, he got out of town ahead of the problem, didn't he?
Oh yeah, I mean, they both did it. They both did it at a masterful level. I mean, those two leave programs where they know that, you know, it's about to go down for the NFL. And then Urban Meyer, he's had some troublesome cases before where he just says he has bad health and he gets out of it.
Right. That's the way it goes, I guess. Except as you and Limits both mentioned, certain other programs from history, including one at Michigan. I mean, the Fab Five, it feels like they're still punishing them, taking away wins and taking down banners and doing this and doing that. And they're just not, this is a joke to me. But anyway, Donnie, I'm glad you're here today because we have a lot to talk about in addition to this. And one of the things, of course, is Cam Hayward. And now we have Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay going on Cam's podcast and stumping for him. The two new guys are going to tell everybody now what should happen. They're going to tell the organization what they should do. This is right out of the Rowdy Tellez book, isn't it? Where he shows up in Pittsburgh.
We don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't do that here. I've been here for a minute, but I'll tell fans how to behave. Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay have been here for 10 minutes, but they're going to tell Omar to pay Cam? Like, let's get this moving. Come on, Steelers. Yeah, we just got here, but we'll tell you how to run your business. Why don't you take a listen to this, Donnie? We have Jalen Ramsey, and Slay came on after this and basically said, stop playing. That's what he said to the Steelers. Stop playing. That's a quote. Let's listen to Jalen.
We can't wait to be on that field with you week one after, you know, everything go down, everything gets situated, everything.
You helped TJ out.
We need all of y'all out there, man. Mr. Omar.
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of respect for you, Mr. Omar. You taking care of me, TJ, it's Slay.
You know what I'm saying?
Cam is next. We excited, man. This, we got potential to do something great if we got all our guys out there happy and feeling like they're valued. You know, I know a little something about, you know,
yeah,
feeling valued and getting what you deserve. So
yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I appreciate your brother.
You know who else knows something about getting what they're valued and feeling valued is Cam, who in 2020, Donnie, they gave the best contract in terms of yearly pay to any defender over 30 in the history of the league. Then last year, they approached him about a pay cut, and that somehow turned into a new contract magically turned into. I don't know. I don't need to hear from Jalen Ramsey on this, and somebody should tell Jalen, first, don't get roasted by Mike Evans in a scrimmage. And second, it's not up to Mr. Omar. It's up to Mr. Mike and Mr. Art as to what happens here. Would you agree with all of that?
Yeah, I mean, players love to talk now more than ever. Every player has a bigger platform than they've ever had. They have social media. Every player can have a podcast if they want. I mean, it can be created by a team of people in 5 minutes. Cam has one. Many others have one. And the players are always going to be in defense. Even if they are not teammates, they're going to be in defense of the player. Like, hey, this, you know, pay this guy, pay that guy. I was honestly in Cam's camp about this until he started talking and until this stuff started happening. I think it would have been smarter for him to go the Chris Boswell route and just not say a word and just tell, you know, the media, like, hey, you know, I'm more or less I'm telling you guys to blow off because I know what you're going to ask me. I have flipped on this thing. I'm not a fan of the comments that he made the other day. I'm not a fan of stuff like this. Guys that are just here, I know that they were great elsewhere, but they just showed up here. And, well, hey, we got to get this team on the field. You have to pay this guy. I mean, technically, they don't. He and his agent made a massive error in their negotiations last year because – Cam says the other day that, well, I told them at the table, once I'm an all-pro, I'll come back here, and some of them chuckled at me. You should have written that in the contract. That would have been the first thing I did,
right,
if I got that sort of reaction. And I would have waited to sign my name there until I made that comment just to see their reaction, and I would have written it right in. Anything can be put into those contracts. We know that. I don't know why that was not done, and now he has a big year, and I'm not doubting that he can't have a big year this year. I mean, that's kind of a separate conversation. He says that, and now he's kind of crying a foul about, well, now they have to pay me more. I mean, I'm not going to Craig's office after I feel like I have a good show, a good set of shows, and asking for more.
Well, you can always ask. It doesn't mean they have to give. Hold on one sec, Donnie. I want to tell people that Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, it seems like everybody we have on the air poo-poos this whole thing like it's just going to get resolved. Like, yeah, they'll just take part of next year's non-guaranteed roster bonus and sprinkle it on top here like a little bit of, I don't know, Donnie, whipped cream or hot fudge on a sundae, and we'll sweeten your deal this year. If it's so damn easy, then why haven't they done it? Why is this dragging out? Is he asking for more than he's letting on? Is he actually asking for a new deal? Or have the Steelers decided to dig their feet in and call his bluff?
I think at least for now, they're trying to call the bluff. They are trying to play tough on this. But unfortunately, given their history, I don't have a lot of trust in that holding up. Like I do think that once we really get to crunch time, they will resolve something and a deal will be made with both of these guys, for that matter. I mean, Boswell's a very easy one. Just give him $6.5 million a year and call it a day, because that's all it takes to be the highest paid kicker. Hayward, yeah, it's going to take a little bit more work, but I think for now they're going to play tough on this. Eventually, by the time we hit what, September 7th,
yeah,
a deal will be done and he'll be on the field.
I think Boz has to get, I don't know, Christian Kuntz maybe on his podcast to stump for him. It didn't sound like anybody was stumping for him today. Not for the Boz, just for Cam, right?
I mean, I said the other night when I was on, I would pay Boswell over Hayward. I mean, one, it's easier. I just said all it takes is $6.5 million. It's still pretty cheap to pay a kicker. He's the best kicker in team history. He's the best kicker in the NFL currently. I mean, if you want to argue like Brandon Aubrey or something, okay. But this guy also negotiated a few years ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Back in 2022, it wasn't last season that he went to the table. I mean, this is 3 years ago now that Boswell did this. He's had back-to-back elite years. He made 41 field goals last year. That's the other problem. I would find him more expendable if the Steelers still had an offense like they did in the Killer Bee era where they were scoring 30 points a game, no problem. They count on this guy more than any other team in football to either keep them in games or win them games.
Donnie Football joining me for the noon hour here. Well, I agree with you what you said before, too. I think you said this anyway. Is that Cam just keeps digging the hole deeper. I think every time he tries to win the PR battle, he digs the hole deeper. Having these guys on his podcast to stump for him today, nobody wants to hear that. So it leads to a question, and I think it's fascinating, if nothing else, is how did this story leak in the first place? And if it was Cam and his people, as Brian Batko maintains, as an opinion, not a report, as Cabali maintains, in his opinion, nobody's found out yet how exactly this leaked to Adam Schefter. Those guys think it was Cam. If it was Cam and his people leaking that, man, I can't remember a decision that's backfired like that. I tend to think it was the Steelers. Who do you think it was?
I felt like it was the Steelers that put this out there because I feel like if I also get the feeling if it was the player, it would have maybe been done sooner. If it was the player and the agent, they would have gone to Schefter a little bit sooner than this. I'm sure you've addressed this too. I also don't blame the people that have been at camp and were at camp every single day for not noticing this because
me neither.
He took part in some early camp activities. He was just kind of hanging out, and I mean, it's a guy who's in his, you know, now mid to late 30s, on the latter stages of his 30s officially. It just looked like a guy getting some veteran days. So I don't really blame anybody there for not having the scoop or not digging into it. But I get the feel that it was the team.
Yeah, I think that Cam was basically, for lack of a better word, hiding from all this because he saw the reaction last year was extremely unkind toward him last year. Where people were like, really, you're asking for a new deal? They should be asking you for a pay cut. Now he claims they did, but it didn't happen. And I remember people not being pleased with Cam when this was going on a year ago. So I think he wanted all of this to happen and figured it would happen quietly without any bad PR. And then I think the Steelers made sure that this leaked, and that just has set things aflame here. And one thing for sure, he ain't winning the PR battle. He's losing by a landslide. I mean, this is the Browns coming into Acrisure and beating the Steelers in that wild card game. It's 28-0 in the first quarter here. He's getting killed. And I can't think of too many guys, too many athletes in this town who were this beloved, whose reputations have taken this kind of a hit. Maybe who else is there? I mean, people loved Antonio Brown, but it was all of because of what he did on the field. Mm-hmm. And then he just went nuts. He just lost it. And people turned. So his reputation, you know, went down the toilet. But I haven't seen one like this where a beloved character like Cam, and beloved for good reason. He's unbelievable, the stuff he does off the field. Seems like a great guy and has been a great player. And wow, has the public turned on him. Can you think of another from any sport around here like it?
I'm really trying to rack my brain here. We do get these things every time, almost every time a player comes up for a contract discussion where, you know, people don't want to feel bad for guys making millions of dollars to play a game. But this one has struck a nerve more than I've really ever seen. And I think it's because he's asking multiple years out from a deal. He's asking 1 year after he signed a contract. So he didn't bet on himself, where we see athletes do that all the time and they end up getting, you know, it pays off. They bet on themselves. They have a big year like Cam did. They sign a fresh new deal. That's not what happened here. I think what's rubbing people the wrong way is that he's trying to have it both ways. He signed a deal last year and after an injury-riddled season where he missed six games, and then he has a big year, and now he says, well, wait, I want to get more money than what I'm playing on because I came back and I had a big year. And again, I'm not really doubting that he can have another big year, but that's the part where it's really getting to people. He just signed it last year.
Yeah.
And now I want more because I had a good season.
Sure. But I think if they had won last year and if they were regularly making runs and winning playoff games, nobody would give a crap, and they might even be solidly in his corner. I think it's the bigger picture, the context in which this is happening, where he, more than TJ, I think, has been the face of a defense for many years that has failed so miserably in the biggest games, and at the same time is incredibly highly paid, making more money than any defense in the NFL by far. And that's been the way of it for a number of years now. And I think people, attach that to this, maybe rightfully so, that this guy is the face of this highly paid, underachieving defense that just has failed so miserably to live up to its Steeler ancestors, whether it was the Polamalu, James Harrison Steelers, or of course the 70s, which nobody could live up to that, but they have fallen so horribly and embarrassingly short, never shorter than when the Ravens put 300 yards rushing on them. And now they want more money, all these guys. Even the face of it all, Cam Hayward, is asking for more money when he just signed a contract. I think it's all attached emotionally to that bigger picture, Donnie. And I think if they were winning, you know, if they had gone to the AFC title game last year and he had a great playoff game or two, I think they might be cheering him on and getting more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, winning cures everything, like all across the board. I mean, look at a team like the Chiefs. They could make, you know, bad or dumb contract decisions, but it wouldn't matter because all they do is win. The Steelers could, you know, have a few flop draft picks in the middle of their drafts, and it wouldn't matter if they kept winning.
Right.
I mean, think, in the mid-2000s, they drafted a punter in the fourth round, and nobody even gave a crap because they just kept winning. It didn't matter. But in this case, and I don't know how fair it is to put everything on Hayward, but a large part is that the defense, every single time they get into the playoffs, they fail. The highest paid defense in football that should look like the defenses from 10 to 15 years ago, or I guess 15 to almost 20 years ago at this point, what they should look like isn't what they play like when it comes to the big games.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, he necessarily is to blame for, you know, a lot of that. He's been a great player, but he's the face. He's the face of that defense. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Here till the top of the hour. Donnie, when are we getting started with Donnie Football Fridays?
I believe it'll be 2 weeks from today. The 29th, leading into that first big Saturday of college football, Joe. Pitt-Duquesne that Saturday, yeah. Texas-Ohio State.
How do you think my Dukes do against Pitt? Can they upset our Duke? What's the point spread in that game?
Ooh.
1,000 or what is it right now?
Let me try to find that.
Limits, do you know?
I think you should.
You're the beat writer.
Yes.
Plus you have a friend on the Duquesne team.
I do, that we're going to try to get on the show during the week. I think the last time I saw it was right around 20. Donnie, have
only
you...
Only 20?
Is that it?
Have you found anything different, Donnie?
It's only 20 points? Donnie, do you believe Limits when he says he has a friend on the Duquesne team? I don't.
I believe that. I mean, probably just...
Why would you not believe it?
I think you're bragging.
If it was bragging, don't you think I would say I have friends on the Pitt team?
Huh. I guess it depends on how you look at that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, and the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Or no, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I've hacked into your time enough, Limits. It's your time right now. It's time for the Bechtold Breakdown.
Thank you, Joe. And the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our wonderful friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. So, Joe, it looks like a college football red zone from ESPN is being talked about, but it would not include any games from Fox that air on Fox, FS1, or any of the Fox platforms. Still questionable what would happen with any games that air on like NBC's big Saturday night football games as well. Would you be interested in watching a college football red zone?
Oh my God. That would be like you asking me if I'm interested in donuts. Yes, I am. Feed me them intravenously. The greatest invention in television sports history since instant replay, and I'm dead serious about this, is the NFL red zone. And I'm still ticked because we switched something with our television package where I still get the NFL network, but I don't get red zone. It's the most addictive thing in the world. I can never watch football the same again. College football red zone, Donnie? Are you kidding me? I would never come out of my house.
I would be fine if it didn't have the Fox games on there. If we had to just sacrifice one network of games, then I would be fine with that. If they could actually execute this where they have CBS, they have NBC thrown in to the college football red zone, I'd be very fine with that. If all it meant was the Fox game or the FS1 games, whatever. Fox can continue to try to ruin college football by playing the biggest game of the day at friggin' noon.
But yes, but Donnie, the bigger point here, you'd be all over this, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. Although I'll say this quickly. If you have YouTube TV, they put that automatic quad box up for you on a college football Saturday. That's a very beautiful thing.
Pick your own games, or
you can, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know about this. What?
Yeah, you can. You can watch it. I did that for March Madness too. The quad box is incredible, where you can watch all four games. But Joe, are you ready for this take?
Yes.
I'm not that big of a fan of Red Zone.
How?
I'm not. You know me, Joe. Sometimes I like to simplify it through my blinders. I like watching the one game that I watch on, whether it's CBS, Fox, ESPN, focus and concentrate on that game while I'm scrolling through the scores of other games. Like, you know how we have DirecTV, and they used to give us, like, the first week, you got to watch, like, all the games and stuff like that.
Sunday
and I was
ticket.
Like, oh, that's cool. But I always find myself watching the game of the week on Fox or on CBS anyway. Like, the main game that I want to watch and that captivates the most attention for me, I'm already seeing. Because if it's a CBS, like, the Steelers are not playing, hypothetically, in that window. The Browns are more than likely playing, and the Ravens are more than likely playing. And sometimes you get Browns on CBS, Ravens on Fox. I just flip back and forth between those two. What else do I need to watch?
I commend you for that limit. Next.
Because I get to see all the highlights on NBC Sunday Night Football anyway. All right. 10-year show clause, they call it, for Jim Harbaugh in college football.
Wait, what do they call it?
They're calling it a show clause.
No. It's a show cause limits. A show cause. Not a show clause.
Yeah, you're right. It's show cause. I read it improperly.
They slapped him with a show cause. Yes,
like,
they did.
That's like when we went back and forth on how to pronounce Santa Claus, and you thought it was Santa Claus.
No, this is worse.
That's neither here nor there. So, basically means that Harbaugh at 61 would not be able to coach again in college football, basically until his 70s. But, Pro Football Talk...
He'll come back at 100 years old to coach Duquesne.
Pro Football Talk brings this up, though. What happened with Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel? And from an October 2023 NFL.com article, the point was made, no one should escape discipline by leaving college for the pros. Should Jim Harbaugh be punished by the NFL for what happened in college football?
Donnie?
Ooh. Now that would be a very good wrinkle into this, because I do think it's pretty cheap on the coach's part when they basically get to skate by on this, where they were the overseer of a program. And let's make no mistake, a school can have an athletic director. They can have several people technically above a college football coach. When you are the college football coach at a blue blood program, you're the most powerful person at that school. It was true for Harbaugh at Michigan. It was true when Tressel was at Ohio State, when Joe Pa was at Penn State. You get my point here. He should absolutely face some discipline here. And yeah, if that hurts the LA Chargers, well, hey, your coach cheated. It just happened to be at an old stop of his. But we've seen so many coaches skate by.
Wait a second here.
In these spots.
There's no way he should be punished in the NFL. He's moved on. What if he became like a baseball coach? Would you punish him then?
He's moved on
to a completely different entity, a completely different job, a different profession, really.
So you don't think that the guy that oversaw all of this happening should be disciplined whatsoever?
He's not getting punished
by the
anything,
NFL?
Basically.
By the NFL? Not within the NFL circles, no.
I disagree with that.
I think if you want to punish him, you do what we talked about before, strip away his national championship. What would you do to him, Limits, in the NFL?
I would
suspend him from games?
I would suspend him
for two games. You're going to compromise the integrity of your league, the integrity of the AFC West race, because this dude had a mustachioed scout stealing signals at Michigan? How does that relate to anything
Harbaugh,
in the NFL?
Well, okay, the scout got a significant suspension of, what, 8 years? Harbaugh still got more. He was the overseer. He's the one that saw it. He's the one that basically...
What does that have to do with the NFL?
He's the one that escaped college football.
I understand.
To go to the NFL, okay, basically to feel no repercussions of this punishment whatsoever.
So you would suspend him from games in the NFL?
I would, yes.
Do you agree, Donnie?
I don't think you would suspend him? There should still be a punishment for him. He should not get off scot-free, which is basically what he's getting.
The NFL has nothing to do with this. What if he went and became a dentist? Should they suspend him?
Take away his dentist license. I won't go see him.
I'm not going there to have him clean my teeth.
I'm sorry. This is the NFL. They have somewhat of a relationship with the NCAA. Some of their rules go together. You know, like you can't go into the NFL. That joke of a rule. Where does that one come from, by the way? The NFL or the NCAA, that you can't come to the NFL? I think that's written into the CBA, is it not? Or am I wrong about that? I don't know where that rule comes from. You have to be out of high school, what, 3 years before you can come to the NFL, Donnie?
Yes, 3 years.
I don't know, Joe.
Where does that rule come from?
I don't know when that started.
He's scouting other teeth, Joe, and I don't like it.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
So he should be punished.
I'm flabbergasted that you guys think the NFL should step in and suspend Jim Harbaugh. Donnie, really?
Well, it won't happen, but the guy does deserve more discipline. Like, he basically was the ringleader in all of this, and he just said, well, guys, I'll see ya, just because I can go work elsewhere.
I know. So, to me, that falls on the NCAA, and it's purview, and it's purview. That's exactly the word I was looking for, and I'm glad I thought of it. That's on the NCAA and its purview, not the NFL. He literally has moved on to a completely different job and profession. College coaching is not NFL coaching. He's in a different world now.
Okay, let me ask you this
then, Joe. He might as well have become a deep sea fisherman. What are you going to do then, Limits? Keep him off the seas for a month?
Okay, let me ask you this. Isaiah Bond, big example of what's going on with Texas and the issues that he had off the field. He is now signed with the Cleveland Browns on a deal, the wide receiver. But the NFL is still considering repercussions against him, even though it happened in college. It happened while he was still in college, but the NFL is still considering action against him. Shouldn't that matter? Isn't that a similar comparison?
Give me an example other than Pryor. And what did they do with Pryor, by the way? What was the NFL punishment for him? Do you guys remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Because I don't. What are they going to do to this guy in the NFL? The Collin County grand jury returned a no bill is, meaning no indictment will be issued. And that seems to be it with the criminal proceedings. What the hell is the NFL going to do to this guy?
Donnie,
so Joe, I'll believe it when I see it.
I have one for you here from 2011. Okay. Terrell Pryor suspended 5 games in the NFL. For the NCAA violations he committed at Ohio State.
Boom.
Okay. There you go.
Precedent.
That's one.
So here's Bond. Bond went undrafted. He was being issued.
It's not precedent for a coach, first of all, Limits. It's for a player, but go ahead.
Bond went undrafted after being issued a warrant for sexual assault in April. He was cleared of all the charges, but the NFL is still considering action against him.
Okay. Let's see them take action against him. And that's still a player and not a coach.
So you think,
by the way,
why should it matter if it's a player or a coach? It's similar situations.
A criminal activity compared to a guy with a mustache stealing signals?
I'm not saying it's what
was. You just said it was similar activities.
What I said is activity that still violates something against the rules of the establishment. That's what Harbaugh.
What establishment?
Whether it be NFL rules, college football rules, or just flat out. Rules in general, rules, laws, regulations. So that's another reason why I think Harbaugh, because significantly breaking the rules of college football, just like how Terrell Pryor, as bogus as the rules were for Pryor, still ended up getting punished in the NFL.
Terrell Pryor wasn't punished for the same thing in college that he was in the pros. The pros said it was called a calculated effort to manipulate our eligibility rules. Something with the supplemental draft. That's why he was suspended by the NFL.
I have another one here for you, Joe.
Yeah.
In 2011, Jim Tressel was suspended by the Colts for 6 games of the NFL season due to his prior involvement in the NCAA scandal.
And there's the precedent. Thank you, Donnie. The text line was also starting to flood that one in.
I don't care what the text line did, Limits.
I'm not punishing
Jim Harbaugh because somebody stole signals in a college game. Not every situation is the same. Tell me more about Tressel. Where was he in the NFL at that point, and why was he suspended?
The Colts hired him to be a consultant.
Okay.
And they suspended him 6 games.
For exactly what?
For his involvement in the NCAA scandal at Ohio State, the same thing that Pryor was part of.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. Second of all, I'm not sure that this would serve as a precedent for this. Would it?
Well, it also says
that
they
have to go back to 2011 and say we've done this before, so we're going to do it to Jim Harbaugh?
It also says the decision was made in consultation with the NFL, and Roger Goodell also indicated that the league would have taken issue if the Colts had not issued the suspension. So the league would have suspended him officially if the Colts didn't do it themselves.
All right. Then there is precedent.
You guys should ask Bob Walk about this in a few minutes.
I wouldn't do it. I can tell you that. I think it's ridiculous. And I thought, I guess, I didn't even remember it, neither did you guys, that it was ridiculous then. Do you think it will happen, that they'll take action against Harbaugh in the NFL?
No, the media loves Harbaugh. The NFL loves Harbaugh. He's this happy, charming, go-lucky guy. They're not going to end up doing anything with him. No.
Do you have precedent for a head coach being punished in the NFL?
Not a head coach.
Well, that's what he is, Limits, is a head coach.
Yeah, and we have a
precedent for a head coach.
Mike Tressel, when he went to be an advisor from the college to the NFL.
No, Joe, precedent for a head coach?
No, Joe, these things don't grow on trees where there's huge sign-stealing scandals.
You ever heard of Pete Carroll?
Tell me more.
I don't need to tell you more. Is there precedent for a head coach being punished in the NFL for college transgressions? Yes or no?
I'm going to use our brief intermission to find out.
Bob Walk next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.